Mishnah Vav lo yamid adam birsha yachid, one is not allowed to stand in a private domain v'yishta birshus harabim and drink something in the public domain birshus harabim, and he cannot stand in a public domain v'yishta birshus hayachid and drink something in the rishus hayachid in the private domain. The reason being that we're concerned that as he is drinking, he might forget himself for a moment and he might come to bring the drink into the domain in which he is standing, or perhaps while he's drinking it, he might come to move back into his domain, in which case he would be transferring something from one domain into another. However, there is a solution. Unless he brings in his head and the majority of his body into the place, into the domain in which he is drinking. So then, since he is mostly in that new domain anyway, we're not concerned that he's going to come and bring it back into his original domain, because most of himself is now in the new domain, where he is actually drinking. Now the Mishnah adds, v'chein bagas, the same applies to a wine press. And the Mishnah is not referring to a halacha related to Shabbos over here, but rather a halacha related to maisus, to tithes. The halacha is that mid'oraisa one is only obligated to tithe his produce once it has been fully processed and it has been, all the work has been completed. Until then, you are allowed to eat it mid'oraisa. Mid'rabbanon, you're not allowed to have it as a formal and proper meal. But if you have it in an informal manner, as a sort of snack, then it is permitted. So if there is wine which is being pressed in a wine press, but there are still a few stages to go for it to be fully processed. So mid'oraisa, you would be allowed to drink it already from now. Mid'rabbanan, you're only allowed to drink it as a snack. Now, how do we define what is considered to be a snack and an informal way of drinking? And what is considered to be a formal, regular way of drinking? So the Mishnah says the same thing as we said over here. That if you lean over and so that your head and most of your body is over the wine press, it's over the pit in which the wine is currently, so then that's considered a very informal way of drinking. It's not considered a fixed meal or anything, and therefore it's permitted. However, if you bring the wine away from the wine press and then you drink it, so then it will be forbidden midrabbanan, because that is considered a more formal and fixed and regular way of drinking the wine. All right, next part of the Mishnah. One is allowed to collect water from a gutter, which is by the roof of the house, if it is below 10 tfachim from the ground. So in those days, the roofs were mostly flat, and the water would end up being collected on the side of the roof in a gutter, and then the water would flow through the gutter, and then drip down on the side of the gutter. Now the gutter was within 3 tfachim of the house, of course. It was right next to the house and connected to it. And because it is all within 3 tfachim of the house, it is considered to be part of the Rishus HaYochid. And because of that, it is forbidden for somebody to place a container or to place his hands right next to the gutter so that he'll catch the water. Because if you put it right next to the gutter, literally at the edge of the gutter, then you're considered to be taking something from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabim. However, the point of the Mishnah is that if you don't put your hands or the container right next to the gutter, but you allow it to drop, and then in the middle of the air you place the container there, then it is permitted. And it's important to realize the Mishnah does not mean that you can only do so if it's below 10 tefachim. It means that even if it's below 10 tefachim, if you catch the water in mid-air but above 10 tefachim, then certainly that's okay, because the area above Erushas HaRabim, above 10 tefachim, is known as a Mokim Patur, an exempt area where there are no carrying restrictions at all. The point of the Mishnah is that even if it's within the Rishus HaRabim, you're still allowed to catch the water, because since you're not taking it from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, rather the water is already in the Rishus HaRabim. So in that case, it will be permitted. Umin Hatzinah, says the Mishnah, with regards to taking water from a pipe, this refers to a pipe which extends downwards from the roof, and then it juts outwards. So it goes down vertically, and then horizontally it goes outwards away from the house, so that when the water actually comes out of the pipe, it is further away than 3 tefachim from within the house. And because of that, it is not considered to be part and secondary to the Rishus HaYochid of the house. And therefore, mekol mokom sheiseh, one is allowed to drink or collect the water from any place, meaning you could even put the container or your hands right next to the edge of the pipe, because it is anyway not considered to be part of the Rishus HaYochid anymore. Now the Mishnah listed the leniency of the pipe over the gutter, that whereas by the gutter you cannot put the container right next to the gutter, but you have to catch it in midair, when it comes to the pipe, you're allowed to catch it even right next to the pipe. But the truth is, there is a case where the pipe is equally as stringent as the gutter, And that is if the pipe ends up above 10 tefachim from the ground. If it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, then midrabbanan, it is forbidden to place the container right next to it. The reason being that as soon as it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, it could technically be a reshus hayochid itself. It's true that it's not part of the house, as the house is reshus hayochid, but if the pipe itself was at least 4x4 tefachim, and above 10 tefachim from the ground, then it would become a reshus hayochid itself. Now, certainly in any case where the pipe is 4x4 tefachim, whether it be above 10 tefachim or below 10 tefachim from the ground, it will be forbidden to place the container right next to the pipe, because that's literally taking from Rosh Hayochid into Rosh Harabim. So the pipe which the Mishnah is talking about is a pipe which is less than 4x4 tefachim. However, if it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, then with Jabbonon, even if it is smaller than 4x4 tefachim, it is still forbidden to place the container right next to the pipe, in case you'll come to do so with a pipe which is 4x4 tefachim. So if it's below 10 tefachim, then you can, because even if the pipe would be 4x4 tefachim, it would not be reshus hayochid because it's lower than 10 tefachim from the ground. But if the pipe already is above 10 tefachim from the ground, then it is forbidden to catch the water directly from the pipe, in case you come to do so with a pipe which is 4x4 tefachim. That having been said, you are always allowed to catch the water in midair, whether it be below 10 tefachim or above 10 tefachim.